9 CITR.
Sports. 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 Sports.
Sports. What's up? Long time no see. Yeah.
Sports. How you doing?
How you doing, Sports? How you doing, Sean?
I'm good.
Sean, you're coming off a fresh university career.
Yeah. I mean,
just wrote last thing.
Yeah, last paper, last final today.
What do you have to say, words of advice for those in their first year?
Probably not worth it. I said probably. Well, that's a P sound. God damn it.
Sean has no pop filter.
Yeah, no pop filter.
I'm the luxurious man with the pop filter.
Whenever there's a P sound, yeah. I will replace it with an F sound.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's good. That's accommodating. Yeah. Sports is still fun, if anyone was wondering.
Yeah.
It's actually been very fun. It's been a great week for sports.
Yeah, sports are awesome.
We got a killer show.
Yeah.
Just killer.
Totally.
With Omar, Champions League expert, is back.
Yep.
And also the rest of the Sphere Kickers Association. He knows it all.
Is that like volleyball?
What? No, it's a kicky ball.
Oh, it's volleyball with your feet?
Yeah, volleyball with your feet.
Okay.
Yeah. First, let's do a little sports recap here.
Wow.
Connor McDavid.
Yeah.
He's an Oiler.
Wow.
I can't believe it.
That is.
I just can't believe it. It's
pretty,
finally.
That is pretty.
Pretty good for me.
Yeah.
As one of the very few Oilers fans, it's it was very surreal, and now it's starting to sink in. Now it's just like, how are we going to screw this up? It's not, are we going to? It's
well,
just,
because he's such a good defenseman, and that's what they're really missing, right? So they're probably going to elevate. They're just going to be great next year because they're really missing that key.
I hope you're kidding.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
my point is that he's
right.
a forward,
oh,
and they have
point,
lots
yeah.
of forwards, and, you know.
Well, I wager to say he could be a better defenseman than 5 out of the 6 of our guys.
Yeah, you are...
On any given night.
You are probably right.
But yeah, he won. He lost, but
well,
the Oilers
won.
Yeah. I will never forget the day where they turned over the card with the Oilers logo at
what
the NHL Draft Lottery.
It? 10%?
10%? Or, yeah, I think
10%.
10% on the nose. Hilarious.
Well,
the best part is that the first year the Oilers... Sorry, a little burp there. First year the Oilers won the Draft Lottery, it was 48.2% chance. Because they were the last team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And then they changed it because we got so many number one picks. So they changed the format. This was the first year with the new format.
And they still got it.
It just doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really exciting. We'll see how that develops over time.
You know, honestly, it seems like the Oilers had a better season than the Canucks.
Well, the Canucks have one more playoff win so far.
That's true.
I guess this is going to air tomorrow afternoon, so it'll
before
be
before the game
on the right on the toes of game 5. I don't know what's wrong with the Canucks.
I don't either. It's pretty flabbergasting.
They've been really good games, really good hockey.
The Flames don't even look good, honestly. Like, I'm not trying to be a hater. The Flames they're not a good team.
I say they're pretty equal, and it's just a couple bounces here and the Flames find themselves up 3-1. I will say this, and I probably shouldn't, but the Flames crowd was absolutely bananas compared.
Yeah. No, the Canucks
to the
crowd
of Vancouver
is pathetic.
Yeah,
completely pathetic.
We're calling out everyone who's going to the game tomorrow. You gotta get in it. They deserve better. They've had a good season.
The Canucks?
Yeah, good
season.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on. Their lines are weird. You know, none of them. Look
what do you think the
particularly inspired?
What do you think the chances are of them starting Markstrom?
I mean, I imagine they start
Miller.
Yeah.
I think it'll be
they
Miller
have
time.
To. Yeah, they
he
have
can
to.
Steal the games. He's a great goalie.
No, he's been good all
They're
year.
They're both great, actually. They're both very good.
Nolak played well in their losses until the last one, you know.
And even so, had he stood on his head, they would have lost anyway.
Yeah, no,
because
they
a couple
no
of
offense.
Those goals are not savable.
Yeah, they have no offense. Yeah. They have no. They're not getting the puck out. I mean, I don't know anything about hockey, honestly, compared to most of the listeners.
Oh, you're
like,
not supposed to tell people that.
Like, I've been a long time hockey fan, but you know, I'm
yeah.
You know, I never played or anything, but it's just They just look pathetic.
I'm really the sports master here.
Well, yeah, you're a sports master.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're great.
Thank you.
You're just great.
We're moving on.
Yeah, we're moving on.
From the ice to the hardwood.
Yeah.
To we're the suddenly bouncy so ball.
Hard.
Yeah, and so NBA playoffs are underway as well.
Yeah.
Raptors are looking more like Crapters.
Yeah, Raptors don't look very good.
I don't know if I can say that word on air.
I think I picked the Wizards.
They've been quite bad, yeah. Actually, like lackluster, to say the least.
Paul Pierce is just carrying the Wizards. Honestly, he's been like their he's best been, yeah. offensive player.
He's the answer or the truth? I can't remember.
He is the truth.
I never remember the truth.
He is the truth. Well, AI is the answer.
Well, the truth hurts, and John Wall will put you in the hospital.
There you go.
You know who they should bring back?
Who?
Gilbert Arenas.
I like that guy, man. He was good.
Yeah.
He was good.
Just the way he shot.
I like the way he brought his guns out.
Yeah. He always brought the big guns out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way you handle disputes in the NBA. Yeah. You
show a couple games guns. Were really his magnum opus.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some other series. How about Dallas versus Houston.
Salad versus Houston.
Salad.
Yeah. That was my pick, the Mavs, to win.
They've looked the least threatening of all the teams. I would say the Celtics look stronger against the Cavs than Dallas has looked against Houston.
Yeah, the Celtics have been, you know, I don't know if you can do any better, but yeah, the Dallas has looked pretty bad. I watched the game last night, being Tuesday night, of course.
That's what you do.
And
that's what one does.
Just... You know, they were winning, and then fourth quarter comes in, and James Harden, the hipster basketball player, just sort of took over.
Yeah, no, he. What did I read? Oh, Dwight Howard's nickname for James Harden is the stepdaddy.
Really?
Yeah.
Dwight Howard's a funny guy.
I like Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
He has a lot of children.
He has does he really?
Yeah.
How many? Do you know?
Something like 10 or something. If I'm wrong, Dwight Howard, I mean, no offense. You just, you know, you spread your seed.
You could either be over or underestimating it.
Yeah.
We don't know. Yeah, maybe we'll look over it in the little break we got coming up here.
Well, not quite yet. We got time for a little more bouncy ball.
Oh, is there more?
Yeah, they're another pathetic team.
The Lakers.
Well, yeah. But another pathetic team in the playoffs. Memphis. No. The Blazers. The team Memphis is killing.
Memphis is actually, yeah, killing them.
Yeah.
That's a surprise to me. But it's only two games in.
They were...
Or no, it's three now, isn't it?
I think it's 2-0. I think it's 2-0 still.
They played tonight. Yeah.
Did they play tonight?
Yeah.
And that was the second game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
San Antonio tied it up.
But to be fair, Portland is a home team. And they're going back home now.
They just haven't
three games.
They haven't looked good at all either. Like
they're a great home team.
That's true.
Yeah. What's it called? Rip City?
Yeah. Well, according to Portland, they don't lose to Spanish players.
Yeah, that was brutal. I can't believe they
did that.
That
was like the stupidest
Blatantly thing. Racist.
I mean, I guess it's like an inside joke that one
that
of the players
no one
had.
Else got.
Yeah, it's just like...
In this day and age, you just cannot...
you can't say that. And then like. And then they go ahead and get dismantled by Spanish players, so...
Yeah. So, yeah, they had a banner in their dressing room and said, "We don't lose to Spanish players," which is a direct chirp towards the star player on Memphis. Just for those who didn't know, now you know.
Oh, another quickie.
Yeah.
Derrick Rose looked really good. He has looked really good so far.
Game one, he was sick.
Game two is okay.
Game two is okay.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Butler's done all good.
Yeah. Bulls are scary.
All right, time for a break. I'm going to go tell the people across the hall from us in Studio A to shut up and close the door.
And we will be right back.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Sabbath with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
We have returned, and today we are going to discuss, along with our kickball enthusiast analyzer.
Correspondent.
That's the word I was looking for.
That's me.
Omar, we're going to discuss... ticket prices for sporting events.
First and foremost, Omar, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, guys. It's good to be back.
You got to come closer. I know I smell bad, but you got to come closer.
It's not that bad, Ethan.
All right, he's here.
Okay, we're all here. We're all ready. Okay. So, sports prices for tickets, pretty high in major markets. Like, Canucks tickets for regular season games are pretty pricey.
Not the playoffs, though.
No, not
They're
the
actually
playoffs.
Getting cheaper.
I know.
Shocking. I found tickets today for the game tomorrow.
Yeah, how much were they?
$110.
That's like, I've paid more for
and you're going?
Regular season
I'm
tickets.
I'm going. I'm very. It's my first non-soccer game ever.
That's sick. That'll
I'm
be sick.
I'm very excited.
It's definitely not soccer.
It's definitely not soccer. Anything but.
It's slap soccer.
But
it's
I just
want to
ask
soccer.
A question. Like, in other cities, would you ever find a playoff game the night before with tickets available for $100?
No.
No, only here where
right?
the people who own tickets aren't real fans and they just go because they're rich assholes who, you know, have the luxury.
Omar's going to the game.
Well, no.
I'm a rich asshole.
No, but he got a ticket off of a rich asshole who was like, you know what, they're down in the series. You know, I'll just sell this off. It's okay.
If anything, this is the best game to go to because
no,
it's
definitely.
The most important game.
If you're a fan, this is the best game
I'm,
to go
I might
to.
Go tomorrow, too, if I can get cheap enough tickets. I'm definitely not a Calgary or Vancouver. Well, I'm a fan of Vancouver, the city, and CITR, the radio station. But I'm not huge on the Canucks.
I would go if I had any money in my bank account.
You know, the Oilers got McDavid?
How much are Oiler ticket prices?
They're expensive.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, how much is a regular season ticket for, like, decent seats?
I think you could probably sit in the absolute nosebleeds, $60, $80.
That's still pretty pricey.
That's, like, high up, which is, yeah. In the playoffs, you're looking at hundreds of dollars no matter where you sit.
Well, I think let's talk about other tickets we've bought. So I've gone to Red Sox games where the tickets were over $100, I want to say. I was a kid, so I can't remember that well. And they weren't great seats. They were, like, pretty far down the right.
It was sold out?
Line. Yeah, always.
So what do you think determines the ticket prices? It's demand,
just
right?
Just demand, yeah.
So if you sell enough, you can, like, if you sell out the games and you know you're going to sell out, then you can push the envelope.
Also, it depends on the size of the stadium. So hockey arenas are pretty small, relatively, so they have higher price tickets.
Less than 20,000 usually, right?
Yeah.
What about a Red Sox?
I think it was 36,000 seats at the time.
That's a lot of seats.
That's one of the smallest baseball stadiums.
Sounds small. Yeah. Didn't they expand it recently?
I think they expanded it to close to like 38,000, 39,000, cool. But still pretty small. There's not a lot of places to add seats, so, you know.
Fenway Park.
It's a great place. Go there. It's worth
I'd
it.
I'd love to.
Yeah, it's worth I'd it. Love to. I wonder how much basketball today it's cost.
So if it's just the it was just the like high-end executives. Like I know if, well, the Maple Leafs didn't sell out every game this year, but it used to be they had a huge streak of sellouts, and it was just people looking at their BlackBerries for the whole
well,
game, like in the nicest seat. So if it's just, you know, like if it's just the richest people who aren't even really fans, then, well, that sucks.
Well, it just depends on the market, right? So that would never happen at a Red Sox game.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Red Sox fans are, like, they're just diehard fans in general.
So you don't think it has to do with the ticket price as much as the fan base?
Yeah, I think
it has to do
with
the fan base.
Exactly.
So what's the issue with ticket prices?
The problem with ticket prices where?
In general.
In general? The
That's
problem
the
with
discussion we're having.
The problem with ticket prices in general is that, I mean, sporting events are, like, a spectacle, you know? They're just a thing to do. They're a trendy thing to go to. So in cities, wealthy cities like Vancouver and Toronto, people with money will go just to be able to say, hey, I went to the game the other night with my girlfriend, and, you know, we watched the game. And they're not invested in the team. They go for the spectacle of it. So that's the problem. If you look at smaller markets like Winnipeg or Calgary, those fans are crazy. I wish we had fans
That's
like
true.
That.
That's true. Winnipeg's the best fans in the league.
Exactly. And I envy them. Mm-hmm. And I think there are fans in Vancouver that care about the Canucks as much as Winnipeg fans care about the Jets. Mm-hmm. But they're never going to get to go to games. They're priced out.
That's true. They're boxed out, right?
Yeah.
Omar, how does it compare in soccer? Sorry, football games.
Football. In Europe?
Yeah.
I'd say it's there's a big discrepancy. When you look at a country like Germany, which is notorious for the cheapest tickets in
really?
Europe. Oh, yeah.
They're so good, though.
And they sell out. All the teams sell out, and they have such cheap tickets. They're subsidized, and they have the biggest population in Europe. You have to take
subsidized by who?
The clubs.
They want the fans there?
Yeah.
That's sick.
That's awesome.
Best
man.
Atmosphere you'll find is in
Borussia Dortmund,
Bayern Munich. Yeah.
That's another thing with... Sorry to go back to the Canucks really quick, but you know the atmosphere is terrible.
Hey, we might not have much time left to talk about the Canucks.
So. Let me get out. Like I've heard that they've tried to quiet down cheering at times because it's too rowdy. Because they don't want to disturb the business types who are going with, you know, it's not about the team.
It's a damn shame.
It is. It's sad.
The fans should be as rowdy as possible.
It's true.
In my opinion. I know you. Soccer fans get they're like notoriously rowdy.
I heard
right?
Whitecaps have a good fan
base. They have a good time, absolutely. Especially in the area behind the goal.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you been to any games?
A few.
Yeah?
I've had fun.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. We
the level
go.
Of football is not the best, of course. Of course.
Well, it's MLS. I mean, it is the best.
But they're doing pretty well this season.
I'm very surprised. They're doing really well.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Isn't it actually called BLS? Best League Soccer?
Best League Soccer ever.
AMS? So that's...
that's something you are not a part of anymore.
Hey, I'm still... wait till I get my grades back, all right? They haven't handed the diploma yet, all right?
Yeah, they might want you back.
They might. I can't blame them.
I guess that really sums it up in terms of ticket prices.
What
did we learn?
Ticket prices are fucked.
Ticket prices bad, fans good.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to say. That's the bottom line.
Help the fans pay the players less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fans are such an important part of the experience for the players, I think.
Yes.
You know?
Because they pay most of the wages.
Can you blame the Canucks players for seeming like unenthused when their fan base is like so quick to give up or like not care?
No, I can't.
No, I right? can't. I can't blame them.
Yeah, it's
I
sad.
Mean, like, yeah, we can get cheap tickets to Game 5.
That's messed
Night
up.
Before.
That's perverse.
If I had any money in my bank account, I would totally go.
All right, you can call into the show. CITR to donate to Sean.
Donate to Sean going to the hockey game. Dream fund.
All right, guys, we'll be right back. Phone lines are open.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Wow, sounds like a really great show.
That was outstanding.
Wow, I'd love to be on that show.
Yeah, someday.
Maybe we could have them on our show.
Yeah, we can talk to them.
Well, the content's similar, so.
Yeah, totally. Here in Studio B with Omar, last we spoke, Omar, we were just relishing at the quality of the match of PSG versus...
Chelsea.
Right.
That was a good day.
I forgot Chelsea lost.
Yeah, knocked out by PSG.
Yeah, that was pretty nuts.
And it's been, what, a month now or 3 weeks since then?
It's been a long time.
We had 16 back then, competing to be 8, and now, since yesterday, we have 4 left.
That's like, carry the 1. That's so many teams less.
Yep, we have the big 4 left, the 3 expected teams, Bayern Munich, Barcelona, and Real Madrid. And then the Italian champions for 3 years in a row, Juventus, are back to the big time.
Juve
are back, the old lady.
My boy Pogba's hurt, though. It's kind of sad.
Pogba's hurt, but he can make the semifinals, hopefully.
Yeah.
There's a chance for him. Tevez is still destroying everyone left and right.
Yeah, he's a demon.
These are Juve players?
Yeah.
I have him on my one of my ultimate teams in FIFA.
Tevez is amazing. He's the people's player in Argentina. You know, he's almost as popular as Messi.
Oh, really?
No joke.
Yeah, he's a demon.
Yeah, but he's a lot cleaner, though.
Have you seen his neck before?
Then Messi.
Have you seen his neck?
He's like a bull.
No, I don't even know who he is.
Good.
He's a huge dude.
So take us through the round of 8, considering it just finished.
Cool.
The one game I did watch was the demolition of Bayern Munich on FC Porto.
To be frankly honest, even I wrote them off after they lost 3-1 in the first game away from home in Portugal. Yeah. They have lots of injuries right now.
Yeah, they were decimated. They had like 5 or 6 big injuries, right?
Yeah, and they still do. Schweinsteiger, Robin, Ribery missed
those are
the
good
game
players.
Yesterday. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They're huge players. But lo and behold, the game starts and they crushed Porto from the first second. Everything that Porto did that worked in the first game, the pressure, the high line, the putting pressure on Xabi Alonso, cutting, intercepting everything, was thrown out of the window.
They shut the Porto on them.
They shut the Porto completely.
They pushed the Porto over and left him sleeping in their own shit.
It was sad. Lots of shit.
Wow. So yeah, Bayern's the defending champs. They got to be seen as the favorites, right?
They are not defending champs. They were 2 years ago. Real Madrid, champs.
They're by defending.
Right, because Madrid beat Madrid, right, last year?
Madrid beat Madrid, and they beat Bayern in the semifinals. Yeah, I was just 5-0.
Didn't Madrid just beat Madrid, too?
And this year, Madrid just beat Madrid, sadly, for the underdog. Close, right? It was heartbreaking, to be honest.
And they got a red card, right? Second yellow.
Yeah, it was the 7th or 8th game between both teams this season. Real Madrid hadn't won a single one.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, all they had to do was draw Atletico Madrid, right?
A 1-1 would have taken them. 0-0 was extra time.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Because the first game was 0-0.
Do you think that has to do with the fact that Real Madrid has a lot more money to throw around, or balderdash?
As you know, the game went through, the fitness of both teams showed. Atletico defended with their backs to the wall for 80 minutes or so.
I hear they actually inject money into the veins of the Real Madrid players.
Apparently Ronaldo finances the whole thing, too.
Really?
Yeah, you know how much he earns? I think it's over 320,000 euros per week.
I think that's more than my parents make.
Per week?
In their life.
I think Ronaldo could beat up your dad.
Whoa. Ronaldo wears makeup.
I think Ronaldo would cry in midfield
really?
Fight. Yeah. Regardless. He just like start tearing and he just walk away.
Totally unrelated, but the other Ronaldo is now on the he's on World Poker Stars PokerStars.net.
Who is he still fat?
He is fat. Yeah.
Who's the other Ronaldo? The Brazilian guy.
Yeah, the other guy who was like Ronaldo. He was like the best player in the world at the time,
like,
right?
Like 8 years ago.
I remember. Oh no, more.
Wasn't he? Good?
I hope more because he's so 13 fat.
13 years
now.
Ago. Okay. 14 yeah. years ago.
Who was good in FIFA 2007? Is that Ronaldinho?
2007. Yeah.
Kaká, Ronaldinho.
Yeah, Ronaldinho is the guy I'm thinking of.
He was awesome.
Until he bought the boat. Then he bought a boat and
and just partied?
Drugs and hookers. The rest is history.
Can you blame him?
He earned it.
I could. But he had a boat. If you have a boat, you're excused.
What do you think Ronaldo's going to do when he retires?
He's going to wax and tan.
Yeah.
Forever. Every day.
Is he married?
No. He was dating her. What's her name? Irina Shayk, I think?
I don't know who that is.
No idea. She's beautiful. Is she a sports?
No, she's a model. Outstanding.
She's not a sports. That's why we don't know who she is.
Yeah, we only do sports here.
Yeah.
Well, we also talk about life in general. We're just kind of two guys. Welcome to the show, Omar.
2.5 men. Sorry, Sean.
Whoa.
I'll have you know.
I didn't see anything.
I'll have you know that I'm American.
All right, back to
that greatly insulting.
Back to why?
My people are champions of peace and international prosperity, and you dare walk into my Studio B and accuse me of being half a man?
Hey, spilt milk. Spilt milk. Let's get back to the Champions League. We veered off
where
a little.
Are the sports?
I think we all got lost in Ronaldo's
his eyes,
biceps,
twinkly eyes, and I don't know.
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
All right, so we have Bayern, and we have...
Bayern qualified.
Yeah. We have Real Madrid.
Real Madrid qualified
Barca.
Today. 1-0.
And Barca. And who's the last team? UV, right?
Yeah,
okay, so Barcelona, they have the guy who never cleans his room, Messi.
Messi is very messy. He never cleans his room. Since he was a kid, his parents were told in parent meetings that he's not tidy.
Is that why they call him? Because I know you can sort of pick your own name in football,
in soccer?
Right?
Yeah. That's the thing. So, pick your own number, too.
So Hulk's name on Brazil is not actually... It's not biologically Hulk?
He's not biologically a Hulk, per se.
No.
He's huge, though. But anyway...
He's big.
Who do you think will win it this season?
I gotta go with Barcelona.
If I had to, too. Yeah, Barcelona
right,
seems
they're just too good.
They're three in front.
I think Bayern Munich will repeat as champions. I don't know. Any team that wins 6-1 in like an important game.
Any team that won 2 years ago is bound to repeat.
That's true. Look at the LA Kings, Chicago Blackhawks.
No team since 1989-1990 has repeated in the Champions League.
Who won last year?
Real Madrid. Yeah, that's the curse.
Well,
it's a huge thing that's going on.
What's the draw for who's playing who in the semis?
Friday, 3 a.m. Eastern. We're going to find out.
Oh, we don't know yet.
Nope. It is so hard to repeat in sports these days.
It's very hard. Extremely yeah. tough.
Speaking of sports, I like sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
We should do a show about sports.
Yeah, not just about life in general.
No.
All right, we're going to be back to close out the show. Listeners, just bear with us. We got about 4 minutes left. get ready for an awesome PSA.
Yeah, an explosive climax.
Welcome back. By the way, this episode is brought to you by Wind, because not only will it bring you terrible cell phone reception, but it'll make you keep your clothes on.
Wow, that's a good one. Yeah, that was much better than the ones that we deleted previous times.
The beauty of pre-recording the show. Mailbag?
Mail time.
Mail time is no time at all. I don't think we have any.
No, we're not going to do that.
Emails. We have too many, I think.
I got to tell my mom to like email the show or something. This is getting pathetic.
Well, the problem
it's been
is,
a long time.
The problem is all of our viewers just want to call in now.
That's true.
You know, I feel
that's
like
true.
The E letters are just a thing of the past. You know, now we got cyber texting, we got Skyping,
yes,
no G,
yeah, you know, we got all these things now.
Gmail,
we got no place to put them.
Yeah, but come on, man, like just fuck. We where's the love? Like,
well, show us the money.
We need it.
We are desperate for it.
All right, so no mailbag. No. Do you have a question to ask anyone?
I had one.
Maybe like a riddle?
Okay, here's a riddle. Right. So you're standing at the edge of a pool, okay? And the pool is about 10 meters long and endlessly wide.
Okay.
Okay? And the pool is full of hungry sharks.
Okay.
And somehow you get from one side of the pool to the other. How did you do it?
I don't know. You step on the sharks?
That was a good guess.
Is that true?
No.
All right, listener. If you know the answer, mail us. Sports is fun. Sports is fun on CITR@gmail.com.
Hey, no cheating, no Googling, all
yeah,
right?
Don't this Google
is,
it.
This is tricky stuff. This is
don't
intellectual
Bing
stuff.
Don't Bing it either.
Yeah.
Don't Chandler Bing
don't
it
Yahoo
either.
It. Yeah. Don't ask Jeeves.
No.
Don't Yahooligans. Don't be a Yahooligan.
It's time for your consideration. I'll kick us off because I thought of one earlier today.
Okay.
So this is in light of the fact that Greg Hardy, defensive end for the recently signed Dallas Cowboys, has been suspended for 10.
The stepdaddy?
10 weeks, or sorry, 10 games. First 10 games of the season. He's a very good player. If you made it, if you constructed a team full of NFL, and this is not to condone their actions whatsoever. Like, honestly, it's
right.
not. But if you made a team of convicted NFL players, would they be competitive in the league?
Oh, definitely.
You got to think of who it is, honestly, because you have Aaron Hernandez.
We need a
22
man roster. Like, what do we need?
Yeah,
22
man, pretty much. You'd have pretty good D. Quarterback, I can't exactly.
You have
quarterback. You could have Jameis Winston.
I would put Tim Tebow in there. I know he's not a criminal.
He's not a criminal.
I feel like they would rally around Tim.
But look at your running.
I feel
back.
Like his quarterback play is terrible. Is like criminally bad.
Yeah,
so he kind of fits right in.
If you ran a Wildcat defense.
Wildcat
and
defense?
Third,
what the hell is our...
Sorry, Wildcat offense.
Did you know Tim Tebow was the quarterback at my Florida when Aaron Hernandez was on the team?
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Aaron Hernandez just out
there
murdering guys.
So they'd have chemistry.
Yeah, exactly.
But again, not to condone their actions at all, but look at the team you'd have. As your running backs, you'd have a
Rice,
Wildcat
Adrian
situation
Peterson?
With two of the best.
Yeah.
And you'd have pretty good
OJ,
wide receivers.
You'd have O.J. Simpson back.
Well, I mean, he wouldn't be any good anymore. He's actually in jail. Anyhow.
Well, how? You can bring him out for
who
the game.
Broken Henry.
Seriously.
Yeah. But anyway.
Where's Kardashian? We need him.
Yeah. He's gone. And who do you have at QB? Mike Vick, maybe?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike Vick.
Your defense would be stacked. You'd have Lerondo McClain.
Yeah.
Greg Hardy. A couple
Ray,
of corners.
Ray Lewis.
Pac-Man Jones.
Pac-Man Jones, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They would. So what do you think they would go? Put him
at their current age or at their peaks?
Right now.
Oh, man. They wouldn't do too well. Most
what if they were in the NFC South?
Well, the NFC South is like secretly kind of good.
They're also secretly all criminals, probably.
I mean, then
they're not that good.
No comment.
That's a terrible division. I think they'd go 8-8.
I bet there's a team in the NFC South that wins 11 games next season. Quote me. Quote me, listener.
Right, you're already here first.
Quote me.
22nd of April.
Omar, do you have a for your consideration?
I do. I was going to do another one, but I'm going to go with this one.
All right, keep in mind, we only have about a minute left
okay.
here.
if you could have one day to hang out with any athlete, dead or alive, one full day, you two on your own, who would you pick?
All right, you go first.
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth.
That yeah. guy's, first of all, he's just a legend. And second of all, that guy knew how to party. That guy lived like a legend, so I'd want to hang out with Babe Ruth. Also, I would want to ask him why he left the Red Sox, why he did that, you know? I mean, I know the answer is money, but
yeah,
I'd look him cold, dead in the eyes, and I'd say, Babe Ruth, you can go now.
I'd go Connor McDavid. what about you?
I'd do Diego Armando Maradona.
He's a cool
for
guy.
All the reasons Sean just listed.
Yeah. You can party with him, that's for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Lots of food, lots of partying. Mm.
What else could you want?
Mm. Nothing really.
That's a good question, though.
I feel like we missed out on, like, there's so many potential female athletes we could have gone with.
That's what I was thinking.
That's true.
There's not enough female representation in our show, you know?
That's true. Honestly, next week
we'll do yeah. justice. Female.
We'll try to be better. I think we actually have a female guest lined up too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, but that's a surprise for next week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Happy birthdays.
Happy
big week for birthdays.
Huge week.
Biggest week.
We got a whole list here, so I will kick it off. John Cena, happy. sorry, I'll go to the 38 Club. There's actually a bunch of people who are turning 38. Let me just be able to read my writing here. So we got Willie Mitchell and John Cena and Carlos Beltran.
Happy birthday.
Happy 38th birthday.
Happy birthday to Chloe Cernacci. You're 19. You're my sister. And happy birthday.
And I'd like to say happy birthday to Sam C. We can't wait to live with you next month.
Oh, so he's happy birthday, so man. He's a professional athlete who you know.
He's a very professional athlete. Extremely professional.
Okay. Cedric the Entertainer, happy 50th. Big birthday.
Happy birthday to Bernie Mac.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, oh.
No, no, no.
Oh. Happy birthday.
Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch. Yeah. That's who I meant.
And do you know how old he is, sports
he's
guy?
38.
No.
30. He's 30. He's 29.
He's 29. Yeah, he
there
is actually 29.
29. There you go.
All right, perfect. Well, on that note, let's leave.
Wait, isn't it Earth Day?
Happy birthday, Earth.
Happy birthday, Earth.
Play him out.
Happy Earth Day, birth.